there were a lot of blowjobs happening.
Colby's like, gay porn, great Sunday activity.
Like, I'm worried for Anthony.
Oh my God, we need to talk about the crazy update about Hillstone, the surgeon.
I can't believe you didn't lead with this, Adam. Is that the intimacy top?
It is one of them, yes.
I've never seen that color before.
I haven't either. But you know how when you get free stuff, you like can't say that you got the wrong thing?
I know what you mean. Like your pride.
Yeah.
It's like, well, maybe pride is the wrong word. Just your manners.
Yeah,
you're like,
I got this last year because one of my friends works at a PR agency and they were one of their clients. And she sent me two of them, and I asked for a black one and a blue one, meaning like navy blue.
Oh,
and I got this one, but it's fine.
But I love it.
It's I kind of feel like the cobalt blue is also in right now.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very. It's very different. It's
nice for like pre-workout shirt.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, are the people envisioning Colby's cobalt blue?
The people are like, what are you guys talking about? Colby is in a very cobalt blue.
I'm in a blue shirt.
But you're wearing the viral Intimissimi top.
I am.
That I now need in 35 colors. I have it in two colors, and I like have been wearing them out.
Yeah.
Like, wait, every day.
So what makes it viral? Like, why are the people obsessed with it?
They're just the perfect amount of sheer, I think. They're very comfortable, easy to just throw on. And you can wear like a cute bralette under it, dress it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this to
Sexy Time.
Intimacy. Cashmere.
Yeah, they're cashmere.
Oh, really?
As well.
So it's really
that one that you're wearing is cashmere.
Correct.
Oh. It honestly looks like a workout shirt.
Yeah, well, Colby wears cashmere workout, so.
That's rich.
Yeah.
That's rich, for
that
sure.
That is rich. No, I love it. I feel like you're right. They're the perfect amount of sheer, and it's fun that you can like see whatever you have on underneath. So you wear like
but it's not like so sexy, you know?
Agreed.
It's pretty sexy.
It's pretty sexy.
Adam's feeling turned on
I'm
right now.
I'm into it. No, literally, I'm...
Adam needs to drink more of his coffee. Adam needs more energy. Come on, wake up.
No, I'm awake. I'm like, honestly, I'm ready to go. I'm having a great morning. Colby, tell the people about the show that you love that we've been watching together.
I think you should start. Adam texted me and he was like, this show is all over my For You page. We need to watch it. And I was like, okay, I'm down. And we turned it on.
Well, actually what I said is I was like, we need to watch the show. There are gays in it. And Colby was like, perfect.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm down. Let's watch it. So then we started it. Granted, neither of us were really paying attention, but there was like...
But then we locked in real quick.
Yeah. Like, there were so many blowjobs and like nudity and like no plot. And I was like, I really don't know what's going on right now.
So many blowjobs, no plot.
I don't know how to explain the show other than exactly what Colby just said. So many blowjobs and no plot. But then...
So what's it called?
Heated Rivalry.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max. And so basically Colby and I start the show and Colby and I are just watching this together on the couch. And in my head, I'm like, this is like literally gay porn. Like,
it was like, I feel kind of weird.
And Colby's just sitting there like hiding behind her phone. And I was like, I don't really think this is a show that we should be watching together. Like,
this isn't the one.
It was just like... I think that they wanted the shock factor in the pilot episode, and so they really gave it.
So they got it. They got they the really shock factor.
Yeah, but then you revisited it and said that...
This was all over my TikTok.
Of course you revisited it.
No. Yeah. I literally go on TikTok and all I see is the show, but it's like not just gay men watching it. It's like all the girls and the gays that are watching it. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Colby and I should have just given the show like more of a chance and like actually gotten into it. And so I ended up finishing watching the first episode and then watched the second and the third because they release them. They don't release them all at once.
Episodically.
Yeah. Episodically. Okay. Is that a word?
Yeah.
What a word. Great word.
Okay. So like what they put out, like one episode a week, like normal.
Exactly. And like so this is
day.
Yeah. And so this is a new show. And I think this is going to be like the show. Like, I really do think this is about to be the show.
No, that girls people in are my like, office were talking about it. And yeah. I was like, I will revisit the show. I just didn't know what was going on, except for there were a lot of blowjobs happening.
So many blowjobs. So the shock factor of it is that you're watching the show. And normally when they do a sex scene like this in any other form of media, I feel like they kind of like pan the camera away or something like that.
Or it's like, usually like music and it's like the heat of the moment. They just got right into it.
No, there was no music. It was just blowjobs.
Just the sounds, and the ambiance of a blowjob.
And also like I was looking because Colby and I are just watching this like full gay sex scene. And I'm like, okay, maybe I should check like how long this is. And then I click the button to see like how long it is. It goes on for 20 minutes.
It was literally Call Me By Your Name X 300.
No, this is like rated like XXXXXX, and there's a lot of butt cheeks. Like, it's not, they leave nothing to the imagination except for the wieners.
I want to meet that other guy though.
Who?
The one that you sent me in the grocery store.
The new one. Yeah.
I feel bad for anyone who just decided to watch that with their parents.
No, this literally reminds me.
We're like, let's watch it at home for like Thanksgiving.
Like Saltburn. Like,
no, that's literally what I was just thinking. When one of my friends, she recommended to me that we watch Saltburn for like our family holiday movie, basically, for Christmas.
No.
And I have like my grandma, my aunts and uncles, my cousins. There's literally like 20 of us on the couch, basically. And I'm like, oh, my friend Tess says we need to watch this movie, Saltburn. And we turn on Saltburn. And obviously the first scene is like the vampire scene where he's like going down on her and there's blood everywhere basically. And it's like my grandma in the room, my aunts and uncles, and they're like, oh my God. And like jaws are on the floor and I take a selfie and I still have the selfie of me smiling and like my entire family looking horrified in the background of them being like, text your friend Tess right now and ask her what the fuck she was thinking when recommending this to us.
Yeah. I've definitely watched things where I'm like, I regret.
Yeah. So that's,
I regret pitching this.
That's this one I would parents. Say, but I did revisit it and I finished the first episode and now there is a plot and it's actually like really such a good show.
They were speaking very softly as well in the first episode too that I really couldn't understand what was happening. Aside
well, we
from
objectively
the fact.
We weren't paying attention. Like Colby and I will like pick a show and we'll just be on our phone scrolling.
Yeah, or, like, I know. Colby's watching habits. Yeah. Colby's often on her phone while she watches
Except
shows.
If we find a show that we like, I feel like we're dialed in. Like what was the one that we were dialed into?
Oh my God.
All her fault.
Yeah, I would watch my phone light up and be like, I'll get to that later.
Colby and I were like, fuck our phones. We like threw it in another room.
That's
basically.
When you know. That's like the litmus test of like if a show is good, if Colby's like ignoring her phone.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that was how we felt for All Our Fault. But I will say when we started this show, I originally kind of thought it was just like a throw on and like we can just kind of like, you know, scroll and do whatever in the background. But no, you need to be dialed in. And obviously it kind of commands you to be dialed in because there are men.
Naked men everywhere.
Naked men.
You
banging.
Really need to be dialed in for those 20 minutes of blowjob.
Oh, that it's not just 20 minutes. It's literally like an hour, but just all over the place. There's so much banging and so many blowjobs.
Well, this episode of the podcast is officially explicit.
I know. Yeah. But then I went to the office yesterday. I texted Colby yesterday because I went to the office and we were having a baby shower for someone. And someone came up to me and they're like, Adam, are you watching Heated Rivalry? Of course they come up to me because I'm a gay and it's a gay show.
They just assumed.
Yes, they just assumed. They were like, the gay has to be watching a gay show.
Of course.
And I'm like, oh my God, like my friend Colby and I started this and Colby is literally homophobic. Like she had to, she had to run away.
We had to turn the show off.
And my friend at work was like, wait, no, you need to tell Colby that she has to watch this show, like it's so good. And then she's showing me like her girl group chat and it's everybody talking about the show.
All right, maybe I'll have to tune in.
I'm actually shocked that you haven't seen it on your free page.
I to revisit it,
but yeah, Colby's all offended now that I call her homophobic.
I might have, maybe I've seen a clip or something and just hadn't known what it's called. I feel like shows these days the titles are just like not memorable.
I had not seen it anywhere.
You haven't seen it. Well,
it also hasn't been following me around, but now I'm sure it will because you sent me that TikTok.
True. I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't come up on your TikTok though yet. Like,
but the thing is, I don't even understand the lore of these characters.
That's because we weren't paying attention.
Correct.
You got to just take it from the top.
That's what I mean. But, well, no, we could take it from the aftercare.
Colby's like, we can skip the first sex scene. We've already experienced it.
Yeah.
Colby's like, I don't need to experience it again.
I saw that part. But I don't need to, like, nothing happened before then that was crucial to the plot.
It was like more like
the
character
plot build-up,
basically. Anyways, we're giving too much away.
Yeah, talking to his mom.
Yeah, we're giving too much away because the people need to experience the show
Remind
for themselves.
Remind me the title again.
Heated Rivalry.
Yeah, there's heat, for sure.
Oh, there's heat. There is for sure heat. But it's so good. Sure. And there's only three episodes out, so it's kind of like easy to get into and start watching.
Okay.
And it's just like a tragic love story, honestly. And it's really sweet.
Oh, okay.
And just good. It's really? Not like one where you're gonna cry. It's one where you're like gonna be like punching the TV screen, being like, "No, come on!" Like, what oh, but the
I also it. Do want to say, Adam prefaced the show by saying, "There's gay guy, there's gays and hockey players."
Yes, I was like, "There's something for me and something for Colby."
So confirmed, there are hockey players.
Yes, they are hockey players.
Gay hockey players.
A lot of gay hockey players. Who knew so many gays were in the NHL?
Are there?
Not me. I mean,
well, they say one in four guys are gay.
I believe it.
Really?
Yep.
I love it.
Statistically speaking.
So that locker room is full of gay guys.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes, but you need to watch it. So highly recommend Heated Rivalry, HBO Max. I feel like people are going to come into our inbox and be like, "Oh my God, I've been watching Heated Rivalry." Like, it's one of those things that's been blowing up all over TikTok. I cannot believe you haven't seen it.
You know what? My TikTok, I'm seeing things like Chungus. I'm seeing things. I don't even know what Chungus means.
You're really late to Chungus. I hate to break it to you.
So that's the problem. Like, I'm late. That's why I haven't been Chungus able to figure it out. Chungus happened
like months ago, basically, and it was some girl being like, "Fuck my big Chungus life," wasn't it?
Yeah. People have just been saying "fuck my Chungus life" for like a long time now, but they're also using the word Chungus just wherever they see fit.
Okay, so
people are like, "Hey, Chungus."
That's just a trend that's kind of taken on a life of its own. And now it's
basically just a word.
It's just a funny word.
Chungus has not revisited my desk, though, so I'm kind of surprised that you're now getting Chungus content.
I asked in my group chat with Brooke, Danielle, and Margot. We are all like chronically online people, and no one knew what Chungus meant. No one knew.
Wow, the TikTok world. So is it vast. Just
well, sometimes that's the thing about TikTok. There's so many people, so many trends that it's possible to miss one when you're literally online every second of the day.
Yeah,
it's possible to miss one.
So many trends, so little time.
I mean, I blame my brick for like the 1 in 10 million trends that I miss occasionally.
I need to get that thing because I have been back on TikTok like chronically.
It's good. Well, over the holidays, it's hard not to be. I feel like it's just 'tis the season for scrolling.
Totally agree. Like, I've been scrolling. Although I will say I've like kind of been adhering to my time limits, but the majority of the time, north of 50%, I'm like ignore indefinitely.
Well, the latest TikTok drama that I've been obsessed with, I was texting you guys about last night, which is the solid core guy.
Yeah.
People have been referring to it as the beef, the solid core beef.
Yes.
Because this guy is like having beef with solid core, and I was telling Adam to like go look it up, and he goes to his page and he's blocked.
I'm literally blocked by the solid core guy.
I don't know what the guy's name is. I kind of forget. I don't have my phone.
It was like Freddy or something.
No, Freddy?
Katie sends us this solid core drama yesterday. Well, I can't go to his page because I am blocked somehow. We're having like a whole Inspector Gadget situation this morning. Let me see.
What's his name?
Oh no, that's this is everything you need to know about that's not his page. Hold
no,
on.
Yeah, I just sent it.
Anthony.
So his name is Anthony. For the listeners and for Colby who don't know.
Yeah, I need to catch up on this.
It's not that like it's not the kind of thing where it's like a 30-part series. It's like very simple what the beef is.
Okay,
but essentially
is it about the challenge that they're doing?
No. Where you get the sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Well, he like talked about that, but that's like unrelated.
Okay.
So this guy goes to a lot of solid core classes. He is like a solid core loyalist. He goes to like 5 classes minimum a week, but for like the past like 6 years,
he's gotta be shredded.
Like, yeah, he is. He is like he's ripped. This guy, Anthony, he goes to a 6 a.m. Sunday morning solid core class, walks into solid core, not a single soul is there. The teacher isn't even there. And he's like, "Cool, I'm early." He like has been there so many times. He like knows the girls that like work there kind of. He's like on texting terms with them. So like, but he's not besties with them. But he just decides, he's also like a very bold character. He's wearing these Meta glasses, filming like a vlog of his day. And he goes into the solid core studio and just like starts getting set up. He's like looking around. It's like the time's ticking. It's like 6:15. Oh God, coffee. 6:15. The instructor is still not there. So he just decides to like turn some music on. Like he like turns the lights on. He's like
making himself comfortable.
He's like having his own class. Like he just starts like getting on the reformer, like working out. he's like cranking the music up. He's just like getting comfortable. He's like, he just thinks it's funny that he's like the only one here. 6:30, the instructor finally rolls in, like 30 minutes late for the class. Mm. And then they do their class like normal, and it was fine. And that was that. And he posted the video. And this is like before Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving, he posts this vlog. And I don't know if it went viral immediately, but what's happened afterwards has made it go viral, like for sure, because of the reaction of the Solid Core people. They like flipped out that this guy posted this video and like called out, but he didn't even name the instructor or even the location or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just like a funny, like he was also the only one in the class. Like it was just hilarious.
Yeah.
But then, so he gets like all these phone calls and like texts from people being like, you need to delete your video, like it makes us look bad, blah blah blah. But he didn't see any of this discourse because it was the Sunday of Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, and he like wasn't on his phone or email or anything, and like was with his family, and so he didn't see it until like Monday or something. And then by that point people were like really mad at him, and then he gets on, or he goes on TikTok at some point and makes a video, and he's like, so here's the beef. And he like goes through and he's like, here's why all these girls are mad at me. And he's just like publicly like has no shame. Then the next day after like he posts that video and then there's more anger, he goes back to the Solid Core and goes to the class again. And he walks in and he's still wearing his meta glasses and he talks to the instructor and he's like, sorry about the video. And she's like, oh yeah, I need to talk to you about that video. Like part of my probation. And then like it cuts off. And that's the funniest part of the video. So the girl's pretty much saying like, I don't even know, but it's just like bits and pieces because this guy's just filming on his meta glasses. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those where the big like conversation is like the fact that this guy has no shame at all and whether he's in the right or the wrong. Like, was he in the wrong for posting the video? Maybe not initially, but for not deleting it after people were upset? Or is he in the wrong for like now making this so public and kind of potentially blowing up people's jobs? But the way that like the Solid Core employees had handled it, I think was bad. Like, I feel like they should have just like laughed it off and been like, they could have avoided this whole thing, but like they've been making it worse. And now I think he's like boycotting. I forget. I don't know where we've gotten because he's been updating us in real time. But also his storytelling is just really good. Like the way he explains the story was funny.
I wish I could experience this. Where's he from?
I believe this is all taking place in Connecticut or like somewhere like that.
The name Anthony just reminds me of like the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
I wonder if he also has me blocked on Instagram.
But Adam was going to look at the video and like it says no content, but I swear I like literally just watched this new video this morning. It's really not like the most like insane beef. It's just interesting how what I find interesting is the fact that this Anthony guy didn't just delete, like if it were me, I would have deleted the video. I would have like paid for the whole like for the whole team's salary,
right?
Like I would have felt so bad for blowing up their spot. I would have been like, oh my god. And I also could never show my face there again. Meanwhile he goes back the next day, no shame.
That's so crazy.
They're having this public beef,
and that's
on
wild
TikTok.
That he's literally on probation.
No he, not him, the instructor.
Oh
yeah, that's what I mean.
The instructor.
But, like, it makes sense. She was 30 minutes late for class.
Yeah, but like one time. I feel like that's so, like that happens. They should have had another person there.
Yeah, they should have had a sub.
It seems like in the comments.
Like, are people mad at him or at
Both.
Solid Core?
It's like one of those things where we, like, I'd say most people are not mad at him.
I'm seeing a lot of comments in, at least because I can't see his page, at least in the recaps that are like, this isn't his fault. Like, it's Solid Core's fault.
Yeah, but exactly. But then, so now there's this whole Reddit forum that's come out. I guess like there's a Solid Core Reddit, of course. Mm. And the instructors are talking about how like they're like coming out of the woodworks, all these instructors that were like, he considered like friends of his kind of, are now coming out of the woodworks to say like what a problem he is and like how terrible he is of like a client and like, or a student or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, where was all this like hate back when I was like, this viral video hadn't happened. Like, and it's crazy because if you go back in his page before this viral video of him like going to the class alone and doing his own class, he had just celebrated like 1,000 classes or something, or I don't know, like one of the big milestones. Mm-hmm. And they like did all this stuff for him, like made a sign for him. Like it seemed like they had such like a great relationship before. And now that he like made that video and like refused to delete it, like, I see both sides. I see, like, why the instructors would be mad and, like, why it wouldn't just take him, like, Like, why do you care so much about being viral? Why wouldn't you prefer, like, protecting the integrity, or what's the reputation of, like, these people that you see every day that you consider maybe friends of yours? But he was very clear. He's like, I am not friends with these people. Like, I have their phone numbers, but we're not friends. I'm like, interesting.
Well, now he's enemies with
interesting.
Them.
Interesting. Yeah, so I'm intrigued. And now he also just made another, like, couple of videos about Equinox and, like, the dark side of Equinox. Like, he's
exposing the fitness industry.
No, literally left and right. And I'm just like, I'm worried for him. Like, he's making some big enemies here. Like, I'm worried.
Yeah.
For Anthony.
Not the fitness industry coming for Anthony. No, he deserves it. I still need to understand why I'm blocked, basically.
Yeah, wait. Does anyone have, like, a connection? I feel like with the pod, there's definitely someone who, like, knows someone that knows him. Like, can we figure out why Adam is blocked?
If someone knows someone who knows Anthony, how did I hurt him? I'm convinced that, like, he's definitely a gay. We deduce that he lives in Connecticut.
I think
he which lives is in close enough where I totally could have matched with him on an app and maybe did something to offend him.
Did you ghost him?
I feel like that's the only explanation logically.
Or maybe, like, you commented something weird on someone else's video and he goes, oh, hate that guy's energy.
Oh,
I don't think I do that. Oh my God. If anybody ever sees me comment on a TikTok, it's usually like, you go, girl. Like, I feel like I'm the most supportive commenter on TikTok.
If anybody sees me commenting on a TikTok, it's me writing, like, claim on a tarot card reader. No, I've had a few viral comments.
I've never left a hater comment in my life.
What's the most recent viral comment, Colb?
The one on your video of your mom's text.
Oh, that was a good one.
But, like, I get notifications and I'm like, what are people liking? And it's always just comments. But I don't post anything, so I don't know what I think that they would be liking.
Honestly, posting a viral TikTok comment, such a boost of serotonin.
It really is.
See, I don't know that feeling. I'm not witty.
You could be. Witty takes training.
I think I just need some patience here.
We'll teach you. We'll teach you a thing or two about being witty.
It's never too late to be witty.
It's never too late. How's your mic stand
doing?
My mic
is that? Like leaving me. It's like moving. It's leaving.
Do I need to twist this?
No, that's like not. I think that's. I need like a wrench.
Maybe that is it.
It's fine.
Oh, there you go.
It'll stay.
It's still.
You guys, the tech is always after us.
Yeah, we always have issues.
We always have issues with the tech, but that's why you love us.
But don't you worry, we always deliver.
That's why you love us. Anyway, I think we should do the intro.
Yeah, it's probably good timing. Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Good. I'm glad that we got the solid core drama out of the way because I really wanted to talk about it.
Well, the drama's still out of the way because
up to date.
Yeah, you're up to date. Colby's really up to date now. We've updated her on that. Heated rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't really understand
but
Chungus.
I need to finish the second half of the first episode.
I'll watch it with you.
Okay.
It'll be a good, like...
Sunday, actually...
No, it's Sunday. Colby's like, gay porn. Great Sunday activity.
Well, I was thinking, like, I'm going to have to catch up on all my shows at some point. And this past Sunday, I said that I really wanted to spend, like, the entire day in bed. And I did actually think something was wrong with me. And I was so rattled because I slept until, like, what day? Was that not?
Oh, my God. Wait. Colby never does this.
Was it Sunday that you slept in?
No, it had, I think it was Saturday.
I literally thought she was dead.
So did I. I checked my phone and I was like, am I sick? I literally was like, what's wrong with me? I slept until 11. It was 11:43 when I opened my eyes.
I was out and about. I called Colby because I wanted to go to this new pastry place. She didn't answer her phone. I called her again. Didn't answer again. I texted her. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? It's 9 a.m. Colby's normally up by then for sure. And then I get home from my class and I'm like going and doing stuff and Colby's door is still closed. And so honestly, in my head, I'm like, is there a man here? Like what?
That would be my first thought as well.
No, literally that was my first thought. I was like, is there a man here? Like, that'd be crazy. But I really wanted to open her door and, like, go look to see if there was a man there. But I was like, like, if she's, like, you know.
Adam, you can't do that.
Doing her thing. Like, I gotta Adam. Just let it. I gotta let God's plan unfold. Anyways, but then eventually I text her and I was, again, and I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I finally, like, went in her room.
No, you finally heard from me because I think I texted you and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, actually, that is what happened. I texted her for like a millionth time and I'm like, this is getting ridiculous. Like, are you alive in there? And then she was like, oh my God, I was just about to text you. Like, I can't believe this happened.
Like, something terrible happened.
No, it's good. That's good that you slept.
Yeah. I was long. Out. Yeah, so that you were was out Saturday. Late. Yeah. I was out late Friday. And then I woke up.
Was that the Emilio's night for you?
Yeah. And I woke up. Yeah. So I went to a new wine bar opening. It's called Only the Wild Ones. The butcher's daughter owns it. They have one in Venice, California. And it actually opens today, officially. That was just like the opening party. But it's a new little wine bar, listening room, whatever. It's very cute and was really fun. And then we went to Tom and Jerry's after that. And then we were walking to go to Beyond the Pale. And I was like, let's just try and go to the Amelia Speakeasy instead. And so we went in there and it was probably like 12:30 when we got there. I didn't think we were there for that long, but we ended up leaving at like 2:30. And became besties with the door guy. And now the door guy's like back.
Literally in love with Colby.
Well, this is really go good to maintain my relationship.
This is good to know.
I was supposed to go on Monday and he was really bummed when I had to work instead.
I think you should go and take me because I've always wanted to go to Emilio's Bellotto.
They have jazz night. We should go on Monday.
It's very me. I also go. Taylor goes. Taylor was out and about last night. Did you see? She's a chamber girl.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
What's she doing there?
Well, just going. She's there.
Wow. She's a woman about town.
No, she had an appearance on a show yesterday. Yeah,
the late Stephen show. Colbert show.
Stephen something. Colbert. Yeah.
One of those.
Mm.
They all blend together in my mind.
Yeah. Wait, you got to give the people, you got to tell them what Emilio's Bellotto is because they're going to be like, that means nothing to me.
Uh-oh. Well, Emilio's Bellotto is an Italian restaurant and they don't take reservations.
And so then you literally have to wait outside in line, in an endless line, basically, to get in and be able to eat there. And there's this bouncer there, and I'm pretty sure he's, like, Emilio, or Emilio's family.
Emilio's cousin.
Emilio was at the speakeasy, though, when I was there.
Those crazy Italians.
He's, like, big, like, mafia-looking man.
Not Emilio's.
No, the cousin. The cousin. This is the door.
Yeah, yeah. The door guy, yeah, he runs a tight ship. But then the speakeasy is, like, around the corner.
Yes.
Taylor doesn't have to wait in line.
I smelled like a cigar for 2 days after going there, though, I must say.
I'm not surprised. Although I still haven't, I haven't been to the speakeasy. I've eaten at Emilio's a couple of times, but I've never been to the speakeasy.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, Colb's now besties with the bouncer, so.
Yeah, I sipped one glass of wine while I was there for the entire, like, 2 or 3 hours, and it felt like I was there for 20 minutes.
By the time one glass left, of wine is crazy.
What's happening?
I think on Friday night I had like 7 drinks in the span of an hour.
No, well, I had at the restaurant opening, it was an open bar, and I was just like refilling my glass. I think I had 3 glasses of wine there, and then I had another drink, and then I sipped a glass of wine for 2 hours.
That's because insane.
I was like, I can't drink anymore.
And then you had a lovely
maximum capacity
slumber.
And then I had, well, no, so I actually woke up at 7 per usual.
Oh, and then you went back to bed.
And I didn't think I was actually going to be able to fall back asleep. I'm not sure. I probably actually fell back asleep around 9. But okay. I was just like laying in bed trying to go back asleep. And then when I woke up, I was really rattled. And then I was like, I cannot be inside anymore. It's freaking out that I slept that late.
No, I literally thought Colby was dead.
So we went to go get coffee. And then I went for like a 7-mile walk.
Wow.
And then I decided I didn't want to actually sit around and not do anything. So I went to Barrow's Ale House to meet up with some of my friends to watch the SEC Championship and then went to Radio Bar and then went home.
Katie's a big sports girl now. Or Colby, sorry. Oh. Mixing up my girls.
Adam looks at me. I'm like, me? Who, me? I know nothing of what's going on in the sports
Colby's
world.
Colby's a big sports girl now. She's been ripping the sports bars every weekend.
Yeah.
Her and the men.
Those are the places to be, though. I loved Barrow Ale House. I feel like
it's very cozy.
The first couple years in the city, I was going there like every weekend. I don't want to know what happened. I guess
is that in the West Village?
I stopped going.
Yeah,
mm. It's like on that street where
I
like,
don't think I had ever been there.
Like White House, White House,
lanterns.
White Horse, mm. White
no,
Horse.
No, no, this is literally right next to One If By Land, Two If By Sea, on Barrow Street.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Oh, Bayard's.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking Bayard's, of.
And then there's also Barrow's Pub. Maybe. Which is on Hudson as well.
Oh, that's definitely what I'm thinking of. But Bayard's is what I was just thinking of in my mind. See, I'm out of the loop. I'm out of the loop.
You don't know the most recent sports bars?
I don't know all the ale houses anymore. I've been going to wine bars.
Okay. But honestly, I have such a gripe with the city right now and not being able to go eat dinner anywhere.
Here's the thing about being a great gift giver. When you find something truly perfect for everyone on your list, you almost don't want to give it away. That's what happened with my Quince order. Everything's so soft and well-made, I'm seriously tempted to keep it all for myself.
Colby and I were literally just walking to Katie's apartment this morning and talking about how we needed a wool coat, and the first thing that I saw at the top of Quince's website was the Italian wool coat. They're absolutely at the top of my list right now. They look designer, feel luxurious, and are made with premium materials, but like everything at Quince, the price won't make you panic. We're talking way less than what other brands charge.
There are also so many options I can see myself giving a friend or one of my family members, like a scarf or sweater. Find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
You guys know I have been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout.
Because there's no reservations anywhere? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It was like...
insane.
I don't even know what time we left there, but we all were like, okay, we're either going to go home and order food or we're going to all go get dinner together. We went in 5 or 6 places just trying to walk in to sit down and eat dinner, and then ended up just sitting at one of the tables in the window at Radio Bar for like a little bit just to keep talking and hanging out, and then all went home and got takeout because we couldn't get food anywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. This time of year.
Can't say I experienced that issue.
Yeah.
I'm a hog of reservations. Although I will say I think
you're a hog?
Hog.
Or hawk?
Hog.
Hog. I thought you were trying to say hawk.
Adam's hoarding all the reservations.
No, I literally hoard all the reservations.
So you can't get in anywhere.
I see.
You just got to know the strategy, guys.
I have zero strategy, so help.
I'll help you.
You've been going to all the places that I've never gone.
You've gone to Sodi and had lasagna like 6 times recently.
I know. And
are
it's
you,
honestly
are
like
you full of lasagna yet?
I am a piece of lasagna at this point.
You are turned into a piece of lasagna.
Honestly, I will say the best thing though that I had at Sodi last night was not any of the pastas. It was the porterhouse. Like, they have the best steak I think I've ever had in my entire life. I'm not even exaggerating.
Wait, I need that.
I was like kind of shook to my core, honestly, about how amazing it was. And they had this like caramelized onion pasta that I've never had before. It's like Colby's worst nightmare, but it was so good.
I literally just like got itchy.
No, Kat, you would love it. It like literally tastes like a French onion soup.
Okay, so definitely
but in pasta
going
form.
Did you go with John?
No. This is work. I went with John 2 or 3 weeks ago, though.
To Sodi, right?
Yeah.
We need to talk about this.
Yeah. Last night was work dinner.
Have there been any updates with John?
Not really. Honestly, he texted me
corresponding.
Something. We've been texting, but like I have been weaning off the texting a little bit. Not necessarily intentionally, but just because like it's the end of the year and I have a ton of stuff going on. Why do you look so? Katie looks so concerned.
No, I'm concerned. Is he out?
No, he's not out.
It's feeling like he's out. He's not out at all.
No,
you don't sound excited at all.
I get in this stressed out mindset when I'm texting somebody too much. Where like they're texting me too much and asking me on a lot of dates, and it's like happening too fast, and I'm like, I don't operate at this speed in a dating environment. Like, this makes me feel, because then I like start to feel guilty if I'm not responding to them, or like guilty if I'm not planning dates with them. And I'm somebody who I think I need to date a little bit more casually for a longer span of time.
I see.
Before I'm like comfortable with someone.
Ease into it.
Yeah, ease into it. And if somebody's like, I don't know, like texting me too much and like being, I mean, he's like the nicest guy ever, like so sweet and always asking me to do things with him.
You're
and
feeling
like,
guilty.
Yeah, yeah. So I start to feel guilty because I'm like, I want to take this a little bit slower. Like, I don't want to necessarily like dive into hanging out all the time and texting 24/7 and all this stuff. So anyways, I think subconsciously I've been weaning off of the texting a lot. And now it feels like it's becoming a little bit more casual for the time being, which I feel like is better for
me. Okay, so it's in a comfortable spot.
Yeah, because
it's not dead.
When it's like too hot and heavy, that's where I get in my head and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want this, or like, this is like stressing me out, or like, I have to dedicate time to this, and like, I don't know if I have the time. And then I'm like, I feel bad because I don't want to like hurt this person's feelings. Well,
you also were really ill too. So then like texting while you're like really sick and not doing anything is like, okay, like I'll talk to you when I see you next time.
Yeah, for
when
sure.
I'm back in the land of the living.
Yeah,
you actually sound great now.
Thanks, no, I was actually thinking that when you were just speaking as well. I think today is the first day you don't sound congested.
Oh my god, I'm honored. That's so sweet.
You're out of the woods. I'm out of the
woods. It's only taken like 14 days.
I'm really proud of you.
But yeah, that's where I'm at with John. Honestly, yesterday was the first day that I didn't text him the entire day.
Okay.
But it wasn't because I was avoiding him. I literally was just like, I went from the office to a work dinner, and then I called until 10 p.m. And then by the time I like hit my bed at 10:30 p.m., I was like, okay, it's my bedtime.
Okay.
So I will see him again. But he texted me the other day and he was like, hey, should we like try to see each other before we both go away for the holidays? Like, I go away on the 20th. Or he was like, I go away on the 19th. And I was like, yeah, I go away on the 20th. And he texted me that on like December 1st. And then we like mapped out our schedule, and there's literally not a single day that we can even see each other before going away. Like, I'm busy, but he is just as busy.
See you in the new year.
You're putting literally
two of the
busiest people together and trying to like make it work.
See you next year.
No, literally.
So, or not. Or not.
What was that video? Cardi B. She was like, see you next year.
Or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a good an interesting update. It's good to know.
Oh my God. We need to talk about the crazy update about Hillstone, the surgeon.
Yes. I can't believe you didn't lead with this, Adam.
Guys, no, this is the craziest tea that I've had happen this on the podcast to me really, in like really a really wild. Long time, I feel like.
Like, the people that have been listening for a while, this will scratch such an itch for you.
100%.
For you
people
listeners.
People were also DMing me once I was talking about Hillstone a couple weeks ago, being like, wait, is this a surgeon? Like, you gotta, like, refresh. Like, multiple people DM me being like, can you confirm?
Well, because I feel like there have been multiple Hillstone varieties, like Hillstone number one, Hillstone number two.
Yeah, it's like the kiss of death. I take everyone to Hillstone, and then it doesn't
work out.
We've
got to stop giving people Hillstone nicknames, because it gets confusing.
It's like thing one, thing two, thing three, thing four. It's like Hillstone one, Hillstone two,
no,
Hillstone three, Hillstone
four.
This is the original Hillstone, basically. Okay. Like, he's the one that cursed Hillstone for every guy thereafter that I've ever been seeing. And so
you went there with him, had a crazy makeout session.
Yes,
this was in the OG days. Yes, you had a crazy makeout session.
We're
with
making
him.
Out at the Hillstone.
Making out at the Hillstone.
Making out at the Hillstone for
is
hours
it
on
the
end.
Hillstone.
Now it is
now.
For hours on end, okay? And then...
And you went on, like, a bunch of dates with this guy.
9 dates. Like,
You're practically in a relationship at that point.
And we were getting hot and heavy,
nine
for sure. Yeah,
dates.
Like, 9 dates is a lot.
Yeah.
And it was... I mean, it was over the span of, like, 3 or 4 months, so I feel like, I guess...
Three or four months?
I mean, he was a surgeon, so he was, like... His schedule was crazy, mine was crazy, so I think we...
Well, actually, that makes sense with, like, a once-a-week... That'd be like two and yeah.
Maybe that's why I liked him so much, because we literally had 9 dates spread over like 4 months.
Honestly, yeah, that's your sweet spot.
Yeah.
Your sweet spot is 9 dates over 3 months.
I like it when it feels low pressure. But anyways, so then what happened with him at the end, to recap everybody, he was a surgeon. I think we like stopped hanging out as frequently, and I was kind of like, where is this going? Like, that's where I finally was like, okay, like this guy, like, where is this gonna go? And he said, you know, I see a future with you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I really like what we have together. And then he literally ghosted me immediately after, Okay. Fast forward a couple weeks ago is when he likes me on Hinge with some joke, like inside joke that we used to have, and then asked me on another date. And so he and I were about to go, or like planning another date basically, and I talked about him on the podcast.
Did he ask you on another date on Hinge, or did he text you?
On Hinge.
Okay.
Yes, we still haven't texted. And even when I look back at our old text messages, literally the last thing is him telling me he sees the future with me and then ghosting me. It's actually the craziest
thing. He's
poetic. I need to delete that message, honestly, but I need to screenshot it first because it's just like a relic.
No,
like,
never forget.
No, that's like a match-made relic. Yeah. Like, I feel like I need to print it out and like frame it or
we
something.
We need to put it on the wall.
Yeah, the match-made wall, for sure. Like, I need a relic wall.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame. The Hall of crazy fame. Things that have happened to me. And so anyways, I talk about it on the podcast on our last episode. So the one last Friday. Friday night, this guy messages me on Instagram and is like, hey, Adam, like, this is so random. And feel free to ignore this if I'm like completely off base here. I got a hate girl text. He's like, feel free to ignore this. This is completely off base. I have been a long time listener to the podcast. I listened to the episode this morning. Is the guy that you're talking about named...
John.
Oh, no, we can't do John.
Yeah, we can't do John. Okay, what's
this
you call
is a different person.
No, we need to, like, fully differentiate.
Patrick. He needs, like, a serial killer name. Actually, Patrick Bateman. Wasn't he a serial killer? Right?
American Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho, exactly. We'll call him Patrick. Is his name Patrick? And I go... first of all, I see like the notification pop up or whatever that I have a message request. I like go and look at the message request. It's this message. And I'm like, holy fuck, how does this guy know that that's his name? And so I replied
because we've never said his actual name.
We've never, of course, like we never say names on the podcast.
We always protect the names.
It's also an unusual name.
Yeah, yeah. He has a very specific name to the point where I was like, I need to respond to this because it wasn't like a Jack. You know, like
it wasn't Patrick.
It wasn't. It was sure as hell wasn't Patrick. So like him saying his name, I was like, there are only this. When he sent it, everybody was like, how did he even narrow this down that this was this guy? And I was like, I mean, there can only be so many surgeons that have this specific name that are in plastics, basically.
There are only so many plastic surgeons named Patrick.
Yeah, there are only so many plastic surgeons named Patrick.
He like put two and two together.
And so I'm like, wait, yeah, like that is his name. Like, why do you ask? And he goes, Adam, dot, 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 dot. And I'm like, my God, what is about to happen? He was like, I've literally been seeing him since June. So at that point, that's like 6 months almost. Like,
oh, he made it longer than you. Sorry.
Katie really had to drop that.
The knife has been twisted.
Okay.
Sorry.
You cool it over there. So anyways, he texts me that he has been seeing this guy since June.
Shut up.
And I reply and I'm like, well, first of all, I'm like, sorry, I'm about to go on a date with your boyfriend. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, well, this is awkward. And
man stealer.
I'm like, okay, so, like, what's the deal? Like, I feel bad. Like, obviously, I had no idea that he was seeing somebody. I mean, well, first of all, I think I asked, is this serious? Like, is this casual? Like, what's the deal? And yeah. I was like, because obviously, like, he's on Hinge and he messages me and asks me on a date. Like, I'm not in the wrong here. Like, I don't know what's going on. And so this guy's like, well, like, we've been seeing each other since June. We had a conversation recently that was basically like, where is this going? Are we serious? Are we not serious? Whatever. And they both mutually agreed that it was serious and going in a direction of being like something. And then he was like, but right after we had that conversation, he started getting weird with me.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's like a serial killer, this guy.
I know.
He has serial habits. Has
avoidant attachment style to like the nth extreme.
Yeah. And he literally was like, I had a whole conversation with him about what we were. And we both mutually agreed that it was getting serious. And then he started being weird with me in the same timeline that you started talking on the podcast about him going on Hinge, liking you on Hinge, and then asking you on a date.
Murder. Literally, that's the only choice.
And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like that. And oh, this is what else he said. He was like, by the way, the same thing happened to me last year with him, where I was seeing him for a couple of dates or something like that. We had a conversation on like where it was going, and then he ghosted me, and then he reached back out to me in June.
Oh my God, he's doing it to you. He's doing this exact
to me again.
He's crazy.
Like he might be. Like he might be a narcissist.
Something's up there.
Hopefully everybody followed that story. I know it was a little bit jumbled, but like.
But so has he followed up about your date or no?
He literally messaged me yesterday.
No way.
Being like, are you feeling better?
No, you got to get out.
Saying, Blocked.
I feel like I need to go on this date and be like, so I heard this really crazy thing. And he'll be like, what?
You're going to go on the date, though, and be like, oh my God, I had the best date of my life.
Is that wrong of me?
No, I mean, if you just like want to see him again.
Katie's opinions.
I just think it's a waste of time because what a fucking weirdo. Sorry. I'd rather be on my couch than going on a date with someone who clearly has something going on.
Well, I mean, clearly, like, this can't be anything more than a casual situation.
Yeah. Well, he just sounds like the kind of person that likes having the upper hand at all times.
Yeah, but now I know his game. So now I think I can, like, have the upper hand.
He freaks me out. I don't know. I don't like people who play games. I like very straightforward.
You know the craziest thing actually about him that I remember? Do you remember when I used to, like, look beat up? Because he had this biting thing.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember this?
I remember you. Well, I don't think you said it on the pod.
Oh.
I think you, like, didn't want to say it.
Well, I mean,
whatever. No, I mean, but it's facts. No, literally,
used to bite the shit out of my lip and my cheek. Like, I used to...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. I used to have the craziest bite marks.
Wait, you should ask the guy...
like Army Hammer.
No, literally, he was like Army Hammer.
You should ask the guy on the DMs if he also bites him.
No, I literally should.
Does he eat you?
Just curious. Is he kind of a vampire?
No, I literally think he's curious. I used to literally take selfies of myself, and my lip was, like, bleeding. Like, he would bite me so hard that my lip would start bleeding.
He's literally a vampire.
And I would literally be like, what the fuck? Like, that hurt.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, shut up. And I was like, okay. But yeah.
Okay, so...
So I think serial killer.
I feel like this man needs to speak to a professional.
I think he is a professional.
He's well, no.
No, he needs, like, a mental health professional.
He needs to be in therapy. If I hope to God he sees the light and talks to someone.
That'd be so funny if he listened to this and was like, Or if one of his friends listened to it and was like put two and two together and was like, I'm pretty sure they're talking about you, Patrick.
Well, great. It'll just give us more content. So
sure, he'd reach out to me and be like, hello.
If anyone has any more information about this man, if you think you might have gone on a date with him, feel free to write in. Our email is open.
Well, I feel like I've given some little breadcrumbs now, more so like the biting thing. Like, that's pretty specific.
No, people are going to be like, wait, no, someone's gonna be like, that's my husband. Literally.
No, literally the next DM I'm going to get is like, Adam.
Hey, girl.
Is his name this?
Here's the marriage license. We got hitched.
That'd be insane.
Wow. Okay. So that's interesting.
Guys, I've spilled some good tea on this podcast today.
We've gotten a lot of
you really
content.
Did.
I really divulged. I've dropped this crown for sure.
You've done well.
Or is it, do you drop the crown if you
drop the mic?
No, I would say you dropped this.
Oh, yes. Colby would say you dropped this crown.
And you'd be like, oh, yes, there's my crown. And I'd be like,
yes, thank you. That's my crown.
There you go.
You dropped this. Oh, I see. I thought you were going to say, like, drop the mic.
Well, I did that too, for sure.
But you also dropped this.
But Colby also, as you know, has pointed out that I dropped my crown. But don't worry. Thank God she found it. So I can put it back on my head.
No problem.
No problem. That's my other favorite phrase.
I say no problem all the time.
No problem.
There are certainly problems.
No problem.
No problem. What else we got, guys? Sorry, that was, that's, you know, I've really I've cooked here.
You really gave us something to think about.
I gave the people some food for thought.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. I'm not a fan of Hillstone.
I don't think anybody is.
And here's the thing. Like, if you were to bring him around as your boyfriend, he would have to, like... claw his way into my good graces.
No, throwback to the fact, I think I've only introduced one guy ever to you guys.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Forever ago, at the Spaniard.
Yeah, oh, I'll never forget.
Was Colby there?
Good old, yeah, I was there.
You don't remember?
Well, I'm remembering now, honestly, because I was forgetting, but I do remember.
Well, that was
we were
pre-COVID.
In the back. Yeah, the back bar.
Yeah, we were in the back bar.
Yeah, I remember.
And that guy came.
I remember.
I still follow him on Instagram. He's honestly so attractive and, like, so perfect.
There's, like, a lounge at the Spaniard now.
Yeah, the back room. The back room.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, you can rent it for parties.
Oh.
It actually...
It's not that big. The smaller one.
Small.
Yeah.
But I was pleasantly surprised when I went there.
They've really...
Did you go recently?
In the summer.
Just yesterday.
I went after Rufus DeSoul. I was with people from work and... like two of our clients, and they're young and they go there a lot, I think.
Well, yeah, but I miss the days of the Spaniard. I miss it there.
I was so scared going there. I was like, I don't want to. I don't want to go here.
Definitely like young clientele, but always great vibes. They play great music in there. The last time I was there, I think I brought my parents there, actually.
Yeah.
It's great.
I recently was talking to someone, this guy who was having a 30th birthday party with friends, and they said that they might have it at the back bar at the Spaniard.
I feel like that's like a hefty price tag. I feel like they would like charge a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if they can do that, sure.
Yeah. I'll let you know if I get a party full.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, you can't get a reservation anywhere, but people are still renting out bars somehow.
Nothing makes sense.
I don't know how they're doing it.
People are crazy.
Good for them.
I'm bringing Adam to dinner tomorrow night with my other gay friend because Adam's been playing nice with other gays recently.
Yeah. I'm so gay lately.
Adam doesn't need to be the only one.
Yeah, yeah, I used to be pretty territorial.
In Colby's life. Colby like has a lot of friends, and Adam's like, well, can't have any other gay friends.
No, there's not allowed to be any other gays.
Just me.
No, literally, if any of you guys were like, I have this gay best friend, you want to meet them? I'd literally be like, yeah, I'm going to meet them with...
with my fist.
With my fist.
With my fist.
It's not allowed. But now, I've been hanging out with the gays, and now I'm open to... I'm open to meeting Colby's other guy. And
well, you've met before.
Well.
Okay, so you're going to dinner.
To having a proper hang. Yeah, but the reservation's at 8:45. I need...
Oh, we got it?
No. Oh. I need to sort something out.
All because I'm hearing
if
is that-
I have an 8:45 p.m. reservation, I'm being tucked into bed.
Wait, it's a Thursday, then. Though. I feel like we need to get after it.
But it needs to be earlier.
Like 7:30.
All I'm hearing is that I wasn't invited to a dinner.
Do you want to come?
You can come.
No thanks, I'm good. See, I wanted to be asked so I could say no. See how this works?
We're gonna drag you. You have to come too.
Yeah, you are more than welcome to
what
come.
Even is tomorrow? Thursday. I know is I have something
match made in gay.
I have something every night this week, and I need it's a surprise every day what I have.
Wait, but
it'd be
two girls, two boys. It'd be two gays, two girls. It'd be perfect.
Two gays, two girls?
There's a gay for you and a gay for Colby.
Okay.
You guys can fight to the death for me.
We should choose our favorite by the end of dinner.
Yeah. There's only one right answer.
That's the game.
If you choose wrong, you're dead.
Literally, what do I have to do tomorrow? I have something. My schedules overwhelm me so much that I've put it out of my mind until like I get... like I'm like one step in front of the other, one thing at a time.
No,
I can't even emotionally prepare for the next thing because I'm like, no, I have all my emotions in today's bucket.
I realized the other day I'm literally triple booked on Friday somehow.
On Friday?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And Saturday.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why there's so much stuff going on.
I only have one plan on Friday.
This weekend is stacked because I think it's a lot of people's last weekend in the city.
No, I know this weekend is insane. I'm scared.
It is the holiday party weekend.
Yeah.
And the December birthday weekend.
Yeah. Well.
It'll be fun, though.
Oh, yeah. No, these are good problems to have, guys. One day we're going to be, like, so bored when we're, like, 70 in the nursing home.
No, not me.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Adam will not be bored in the nursing home.
I don't
think
the nursing homes are bored. Like, literally, my grandma, I think, is, like, 70, and she lives in this retirement community, and she... literally, she's too busy for her own family.
Well, I'm not talking about your grandma when I say this, but I know that, like, people in retirement homes fuck.
Okay? I really hope... I'm sure it's my grandma, but...
of, like, sex going on. There's, like,
they have a lot of STDs
exactly.
going on there.
No, lot of STDs.
That's a statistic, yeah. That it's the highest yes. rate of STDs. Yeah.
Yes. So, like, the nursing home, like, honestly, I take it back. We're not going to be bored in the nursing home. There's going to be a lot going on.
Katie's going to be banging. Bored. Being bored is a mindset.
No, fully agree. I'm, like, I'm a have-plans person.
Well, I'm never retiring. I've already decided. Like, I was talking to my accountant the other day, and we were talking about, like, saving for retirement, which I've been doing. Don't worry. Like, I'm doing it.
I was worried. Thank
but
you for
confirming. But I keep saying, like, I'm, like, whenever I put, like, a amount of money in my retirement account, I'm, like, why am I doing this? I'm literally a workaholic. I'm never going to stop working.
That's a good...
I'm never going to. So I don't know what I'm preparing for.
Yeah, I'm not going to retire either. I'd be so bored.
I think I would be... I wouldn't know what to do with my days.
Like, I definitely yeah. won't have, like, a high-stress job when I'm, like, at a certain age. I'd like to, like, you know, maybe do some, like, calligraphy work. I want to, like, focus on my... I want to moonlight as a wedding invitation creator. Like, mm-hmm. that's going to be, like, my ultimate hopeful dream job.
Love.
But, like, I'm still going to be doing something. I can just tell you.
The money's still going to be coming in.
And it's just, I have a hard time with being like thinking of myself just not having like my parents are the same way. Neither of my parents have retired. They're not retiring for a long time.
Yeah.
They like to do something.
Yeah. Like you can only do so many workout classes, go to lunch, get coffee, like, and would need something to keep me in a routine and busy.
I feel like I would just, if I were in that phase where like I truly am not working and I don't have kids in the house anymore. I think kids are like a full-time job. Like I get that. But I feel like when you're an empty nester, like that age, like how my parents are now, and like you don't have, I feel like then you start to focus, like if you have too much time in your hands, you're going to start to focus on like the wrong things, like drama or like hyper planning your children's lives and being like nitpicky. Like if you're working, you at least have like limited time to like focus on bad stuff.
Yeah.
Which is where my brain goes. But like whenever I talk to Jack about this, he's like, oh, I'm so excited to retire and play golf every day. And I'm like, I think like maybe that sounds nice in your fictional world, but like in real life, I don't think you would like that. I feel like that would be like, you'd be like, oh, now what?
Right.
Kind of thing. I don't know.
I mean, I say this, but I'm so desperate for Christmas break. Like, wait.
You were telling me the complete opposite earlier.
Well, that's a vacation. That's a vacation.
But then I'll be excited to like get back in a routine.
Kobe and I were literally walking to your apartment this morning and she's like, ugh. I'm so pissed that I have to go away next week. I just can't even believe that we have to go on our Christmas break, basically.
Well, I just mean to have 2 weeks off from work. I on the retirement conversation. Oh, I am, like, not mentally prepared to leave again.
I get that. I feel like Thanksgiving and Christmas, like, we should just, like, as a, I don't know, like, who is involved in, like, planning of holidays, but we need to like get together and decide that they need to have more space in between them. Like we need more time in between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. That's never going to happen.
Like it would be nice. I feel like for like the first few months of the year, there like aren't any holidays going on.
No.
Yeah. Until like Easter, I guess.
Just Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. Yes. GMLK. Nice. Okay. So there are holidays, but like holidays where we get like a solid week off, like a Thanksgiving, Christmas, like one of those. I need one of those.
I think MLK is actually the only one. And it's in March.
President's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like weekends more so. Like,
yeah, like long weekends.
Slash, some companies don't even give those holidays off, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think we all need to come together. It's the same way that I feel like people are coming together to like retaliate against daylight savings time. Like there's a lot of people being like, I think we should talk about this, you know.
And Solid Core.
Somehow, there's a lot of people are up in arms attack. About a lot.
You know what? Sorry.
At all times.
Back to the Solid Core thing for a second. Solid Core is like, I feel like they like have a lot of drama. Like there was the drama about the wipes.
No, I literally was thinking about the wipes.
They didn't have enough wipes. Core, like, can they get it together?
Dragged. I think that they're probably just so tired of being dragged on social media that they're like, they're revolting.
They should lean in.
They should. You completely agree. But they're revolting now. Like, right. They had to give more wipes, and now they're done.
With the wipes thing, that was, like, Hallie Kate. She made the video about the wipes. And they now work with Hallie Kate. Like, she's, like, an ambassador. Yeah. So I think they did lean in correctly in that way. But I feel like with this one, with this guy, first of all, they need to, like, apologize to him, I feel like. And that will just shut him up. Like, I really think he just needs, like, an apology.
Yeah.
And then he'll stop making videos. He's already moved on to talking about Equinox. Like, he's already kind of done.
He's on to his next
like,
victim.
Just, you just got to, like, smooth it over. So then make some amends. Give him his crew neck. He wants the crew neck, the one that you get after, like, a certain amount of classes at Solid Core.
Oh, I didn't
he
know
said
that
he's like He's like, I'm five away or something.
Oh,
like,
not anymore.
They're doing, like, a Christmas challenge, and you win a sweatshirt.
Yeah, he wants the crew neck. So just give him the crew neck. It'll shut him up. He'll stop making
I think at this
videos.
Point, the ship has sailed for him on the crew neck.
But here's the thing, also. I feel like people aren't going to boycott Solid Core over this. Like, they're not.
No.
It's really just, like...
It's also hysterical that I think you have to do 25 classes or something
to get
the sweatshirt, and that's like 40 times 25, whatever that is, $800.
For a crew neck.
No, people are crazy.
I mean, berries is the same thing.
No, 100%.
They're like the berries challenge. If you do 20 berries classes in 30 days,
you get a smoothie.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
And free smoothie?
I do it. I'm like, I'm going to fucking get that smoothie. I actually did one berries challenge one time where it was like, I think it was 20 in 30 days, except you got a hat. Like, you got like a very specific berries hat. And my Barry's hat got delivered to a studio that was like inconvenient for me, and so I just never ended up getting it. So I like literally spent all that money on the Barry's glasses and it's never even got
just
the hat.
There. This is surprising coming from you. I feel like you would never let that happen.
I've gotten lazy in my days where I just don't.
No, you're not lazy. You're busy. Yeah, it's different.
I prioritize. I mean, there's still
you don't
so many.
Need a free hat that bad.
No, I don't need a free hat that bad. There's so many things that I've been thinking about lately where I'm like, fuck, like, I really need to do this. Where I'm like, I just want to pay someone to do it so bad. This morning I was asking Colby, I was like, is there anybody where I can just go pay them to wrap my Christmas presents? Like, I don't want to do it.
Bring them to Brookfield. You know they do that.
You have to buy the gift at Brookfield, though, for them to do it.
Oh, but, you didn't like, buy any gifts at Brookfield?
Go no. buy wrapping paper, and I like wrapping presents. So just buy wrapping paper and tape, and I'll do it.
All right, I have my own little...
You've your
My own
elf.
Little elf.
Your own little yeah. Santa's workshop.
But that and like the Wi-Fi thing you bought, still haven't yeah. done that. Still haven't connected that thing. She bought like some Wi-Fi extender for us to extend the Wi-Fi into my room.
We absolutely need that. We have no, our bedroom gets no service.
Yep. Haven't set that up. We've been paying for it, I think, for like 2 months, whatever.
I just updated my address on my renter's insurance yesterday, which is so bad.
Oh my goodness.
You're good. Most people don't even have renter's insurance, Colby. This is what
but
I've learned.
I've been paying for it in my old apartment, and I just constantly was thinking about it. I was like, I need to do that. And then yesterday, I finally was like, I'm figuring this out.
Yeah, why is it always the things that take like 5 minutes, really, that like take you the longest to just sit down and do? Because you're just like, oh, that one thing I need to do.
I know.
Like hate that I have that so looming over off. My head, but if you just sit down and... Yeah, but it's
oh my God, you want to know the thing that wronged me yesterday?
Why?
I literally get this delivery in the mail and I'm like, Colby, I'm pretty positive this looks like my iPhone. Like I did the whole trade-in thing and like was supposed to get $600 credit to my new phone.
Oh no, did it get returned to
it
you?
It got returned to me.
Why?
They didn't explain. They just said that it's not in the condition that I labeled it as. And like, I'm like, it's a perfect phone. What
probably
the hell?
Has water in it.
I would lose my mind.
It probably does.
Was like they... must have sent you an email or something. Well, because Adam was like, I don't know, they just sent it back. And I was like, there has to be information somewhere.
And there was an email. And they were like, we're sending it back. We're going to charge you the $600 to your card. Sorry. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, you can't just do that.
I guess they can. I bet there's water in it. Like, it doesn't need to, like, you wouldn't really know that there's water in it.
Correct.
And it could be, like, tequila. Who knows? Like,
you never know what's like, in that thing.
Even if you didn't go to the beach, like, it might just be, right. like, you
but
hold a
I
drink.
But what I don't understand, my phone fully stopped working, and it got accepted.
They just hate Adam.
I think somebody's out to get me.
They have something against you.
So I need to figure that out
but
today.
But I was at the store, and... they charged it for me somehow.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go into the store.
It at least turned on.
I've just realized I'm not somebody who can handle things over email. Like, I need to speak to the operator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put me on the phone with a manager.
Ugh. It's just much easier to get things done in person.
Much easier. Also, girls, we're at time today.
We're at time.
We've been yapping away. We gave the people some good stuff today, though.
I'm not done talking.
What is this Louis Vuitton Stanley that you have?
You like my Louis V Stanley?
It's kind of like Mackenzie Childs, Louis Vuitton.
It's just checker, but like because it's brown, it looks Louis V. It's DSW actually gave that to me.
So cute.
DSW gave it to us at our dinner, and I've been using it every day since. I love it.
It's a cutie little tumbler.
Anyway, thanks for listening to us yap, everyone. I think we have one more episode next week, and then we're off for Christmas.
Yeah, and right? then we're off for the holidays. Exactly.
Maybe we'll be caught up on Heated Rivalry by then.
I can't wait to talk more about Heated Rivalry. I need everybody who listens to this podcast to watch Heated Rivalry.
What streamer is it on?
HBO Max.
Oh, soon to be something else, maybe, because they're getting bought.
True.
It's a whole conversation.
A whole drama.
Whole drama. Well, guys, it's been fun. Until next time, love ya. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, I really added
that was like so radio host.
You added voice. Until next time.
I added an extra line. That was crazy. I don't know what came over me. I was like, until next time. Okay, bye.